Hello, welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
The Detroit bankruptcy brought government, foundations, and business together, working to get through that historic crisis. Today marks the public launch of an effort to do the same thing for Flint. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is here with us now. The Flint Sprint. What is this, Daniel?
It's the group of Michigan businesses that are coming together with nonprofits in Flint, with the city of Flint, with the police department, to bring their resources and their expertise to bear on projects that they can get done quickly. These are assessment projects of needs, for example, in public lighting in the city, or how the police department can install high-definition cameras, or how other organizations can be helped by businesses. And the idea is to bring the stuff to bear and to do it quickly, to get it done in within 60 days, and to really start to make an impact. You know, the city of Flint has been on, had a lot of financial problems, which is what led to emergency management in the first place. And the city is really doesn't have processes that work, and or that need repair, or that need to be addressed and need to be updated. And that's what this is all about.
I love that idea of you know, 20 projects in 60 days, which that approach seems, oh, well, shall we say, like a different approach to other Flint relief efforts we've seen over the past year. This is business, right? Not government.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, and I think that's really what this is all about. This is the deployment of private resources. Net, it's not tons of money. It's probably about $5 million worth of services if the city were to go out and actually pay for these services to hire somebody to do these assessments. Maybe they would have to spend $5 million. But the idea is more about making things and making things happen quickly. The other thing that I think is really important here is this is an emergence or a continuation of the model, as you said in your intro, that really developed in the Detroit bankruptcy. It was a recognition that government can't do everything, and the government is resource constrained, whether it's at the local level or at the state level, and that people need to collaborate and work together. And I think that's clearly what's happening here. We saw that in the bankruptcy when foundations and the business community and civic groups worked with state government and the city government to make some things happen in the bankruptcy, and that's what's happening here.
Speaking of partnership, how much say-so did Flint Mayor Karen Weaver and other city officials get in deciding, you know, here's the punch list, here's the stuff we need to get done?
Well, if you look at the list of things, I think the top five or six projects are City of Flint projects, which tells me that the City of Flint had a lot of input into this. Look, these business leaders do not want to be doing something that is resented or that people don't want them there. Early last year, there was an attempt right after the mayor took office. Some business people were going up there to try and help, and I think they got a very cold reception. And in fact, a couple of them were told, you know, you guys, you Carver baggers can leave now. We don't need you. Fast forward 9 or 10 months, the mayor has built her team. She inherited leftover remnants, really, from previous administration and from emergency management. She's now built her own team. She's been in office long enough to assess, get her own assessment of what's broken and what needs addressing. And I think she's realized that the business community here is serious about helping and that they can bring some expertise. And that's really, I think, important in a mature view of government, is to say we can't do everything. And we certainly have seen that in Detroit, and there's been some resentment, certainly. But now I think going forward, the mayor has recognized that she needs help, and she's willing to take it.
And speaking of that help, give us an idea of some of the projects and some of the players, some of the companies that are in there. And as you say, this is in 60 days. So from the beginning of October until the end of November, what kinds of things are going to be done?
Well, AT&T is helping the city assess how they can install a Wi-Fi system in City Hall, which will help the city serve customers and residents better. They're going to be assessing the phone system. There's a company called Choicetel that will be assessing the city phone system. Baker College of Flint will be looking at the personnel policies of the city that were last updated in 1979. Rush Trucking, owned by Andre Rush, has taken on two projects, one of which is going to be helping translate into Spanish some materials for one of the civic groups there called Hamilton Community Health Network. There are 15 companies doing 20 projects, so a couple of them are doing double duty. Baker College is doing double duty. Rush Trucking is doing double duty. And that's going to be the first blush of these. And I think there's going to be more to come. My understanding is there are two or three other companies that have not actually signed on the dotted line, but there is an expectation that they will. And it also needs to be noted that there are other players who are already involved. General Motors has been involved up there. Tom Gore, his company, the owner of the Detroit Pistons, has been very involved, committed $10 million to the city. And, of course, foundations have already contributed pledged $125 million to efforts around the city that are somewhat parallel to these kinds of projects.
It does strike me that apart from the dollar value, this is an opportunity for the city to get a big leg up and kind of, hey, join 2016.
That's exactly right. And what I think is so interesting here is encouraging is the collaborative model here. We've seen this developing since the Great Recession in these cities, and I think people are recognizing that, you know, what happened in Flint was not just a Flint problem, but it was a stain on the state of Michigan. It was an international story for a long time, as you well know. And I think people are saying, you know, we've got to deal with this, and we have a responsibility, and they're doing it.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes on the Flint Sprint, 20 projects in 60 days. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you.